This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Those Finns knew what they were doing when they invented saunas, I'll tell you. They really did. And I think early on, you know, probably a lot of rocks and some sort of a way to heat things up. I don't know how they did what they did, but I'm telling you now it's a lot easier. You just call Vince, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and say, okay, I'll take that one for $50 a month, maybe that one for $75 a month, $120 a month, whatever it is. I give you a great deal on, obviously, a cash price, too, but there's great financing options available. It'll change your life. 20 minutes a day, your risk of about everything bad goes down. Okay? Simple as that. 40 minutes, a little bit better. I'm up to about 60 minutes now of feeling like I miss it if I'm not in it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, on the showroom now in Bismarck on the Expressway. See them. Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall, or just into West Fargo, just past Fargo, literally on the West Fargo-Fargo line, 13th Avenue South, in West Fargo, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You tell them Scott sent you. Going to take a pause here on the hot topics of the day and spend a couple of minutes on a conversation with our friend, Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary, to talk about today, Ash Wednesday, to talk about Lent, to talk about this day so important to so many Christians around the world. Monsignor, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you. Blessed Ash Wednesday to you, Scott.
You know, I think there's a lot of people within the sound of my voice that might see ashes on somebody's forehead, not mine today, because due to COVID, it was sprinkled on my head instead, which I'm not quite over. But, you know, 56 years of doing it one way, I get a little weird when they change it up on me. But nonetheless, it's the same premise. For those that are not familiar with what Lent is all about, what this day signifies, would you just give us the fifth grade explanation today?
Well, sure. So the ashes, let's just start with those. The ashes are meant to remind us of our own mortality. I think that we forget every day, every breath we take, we're coming closer to the moment when we'll close our eyes in death. And of course, we believe that that we weren't created simply for this world, that the human person was created to be with God forever. And so preparation for that moment and bearing in mind that moment and our need to live for God and to receive his grace and his life in our lives is something for us to be mindful of every moment. And so when the ashes are usually traced as a cross upon the forehead, the prayer which is said is, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, which, of course, is taken from the book of Genesis, the first pages of the Bible, a memory that our mortality is very real. It's in a certain sense, the greatest curse of a fallen race, of fallen humanity. But in addition to that, there's a deep hope, because God himself in Jesus assumed a human nature and redeemed that nature through his resurrection. And so that's the first thing. The second thing, of course, is that it's a commemoration of Jesus's temptation and his combat with his mortal enemy in the desert. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted between his baptism, which was sort of the debut of his public ministry, and when he began his public ministry. That was a kind of preparation for that. And so we enter along with Jesus into the desert during these Lenten days, and we battle the temptations in a very intentional way that we deal with in our daily lives.
And temptation and mistakes and, you know, broken relationships, whatever, you know, there's nothing new under the sun in that regard, right? I mean, yeah. I have friends of mine that are Catholics. I haven't been to confession in 4 or 5 years, and I'm like, wow, you know, why wouldn't you want to take advantage of that, that cleansing? That, I mean, that's really a kind of a reset of what Lent is about, too, to sort of just say, hey, where have I gone off the rails here a little bit? What have I done I'm not proud of? What do I want to do in the way of a repentance to say, you know, a fresh start? Really, that's what's available to us through these 40 days, isn't it?
That's right. Well, so we repent of all kinds of things, and we need to repent. We have to repent of our own self-concern, of our arrogance, of the way that we treat other people. And each of us have flaws and failures, which are moral failures in our lives, which we need to give attention to. But the primary thing that we have to repent of is this sense that we can live our lives independently without God. It's not true. We're radically dependent with every breath we take upon the good God who brought us into existence and who holds us in existence, who sustains us with every breath, and whom we owe the service of our lives. And so that's so important in terms of refocusing upon that during the course of a season like Lent. And so we have this particular period in which we're very intent about allowing our lives to be reframed in the light of God's grace, His mercy, His goodness, and in which we can belong more and more to Him, which makes us more effective in every aspect of our lives, in the work that we do, in our relationships with our family, in the way that we pray, in the way that we're spending our time. In every single way, our lives can become more effective and more whole by surrendering to God in just this way. And so Lent is a beautiful opportunity for Christian believers all over the world to join together and to do that. Scott, we're in the midst of this very peculiar year. Last year, the pandemic really descended upon us during the season of Lent, and here we are a year later, and we've learned what it's like to give up things. We've learned what sacrifice looks like in a kind of new way, and so this is an opportunity then for us to enter into this with a kind of voluntary sense of sacrifice instead of having those things simply foisted upon us.
And, you know, the beauty of the Christian faith in my mind, I try to live this, but every day is a new beginning, right? I mean, really that fresh start, and that's what these 40 days are about, to sort of have that process and that walk, our time in the desert, if you will. But every day is a new beginning. And I think there's a lot of people listening to us right now who think they're not worthy of God's grace, right? They just think, I mean, I'm so far gone, there's nothing that anybody could do. And that's, in my mind, you know, the evil one. That's the devil getting his grips in somebody to make them think they're not worthy, that they're not forgivable, that they're damaged goods. Nobody is damaged goods in God's eyes. That's what we believe as Christians. Is it not, Monsignor?
That's absolutely right. And the scriptures are very clear about this. God's mercy is new every morning. Every day when the sun comes up, we have a new opportunity to make our lives an act of praise, an act of real worship, an act which is pleasing, and which is good and holy in the sight of God. And we have that opportunity in a special way during this beautiful season of Lent.
You know, growing up, it was always a contest between family members of what we're going to give up and what we're going to brag about we're giving up and how tough it is. And never forget my little brother one time saying, "I'm giving up Neapolitan ice cream," and we're like, "Hey, you don't even eat Neapolitan ice cream, for crying out loud. What are you talking about?" But in all seriousness, it's as much about adding something as it is about, you know, depriving yourself of things to really get that journey just right over these 40 days, isn't it?
Yeah, people make the mistake of thinking that Lent is first and foremost about doing deadly things. You know, a contest between who can give up the most stern kind of thing and make the biggest sacrifice. Lent isn't first of all about doing deadly things. It's about doing death to the deadly. What that means is that there's a principle of death that we feel within us when we feel attracted to things that we know are not good for us. When temptation is strong within our hearts and in our minds to act in a way that we know will cut us off from other people and cut us off from God, those things are deadly. And Lent is an opportunity for us to engage in practices of prayer and penance and almsgiving. We often forget that it's about care for the poor and the disadvantaged as well. When we do that, when we engage in those practices of prayer, penance, and almsgiving, that gives an opportunity for our soul to be filled more and more with the principle of God's life, which is a renewal for us. And so it's not about doing deadly things. It's about doing death to the deadly. And we shouldn't be playing games with ourselves and with God in that respect either. Neapolitan ice cream.
Well, we live in very, very interesting times and some would say very troubling times. And that hasn't happened overnight. It's a drip, drip, drip. But it's a great time to ground yourself once again and sort of realizing with all the peril out there, there's one way to approach it. And that is a sullen, angry, upset individual or someone that is a happy warrior. And really some of that grounding that comes with everything you're talking about in this blessed Christian faith we have can really, really bring people to a better place to face whatever a fallen society brings us, right?
Right. So, you know, what's interesting is if you open the Old Testament and you read some of the things that God said through his prophets to people about fasting and prayer, about these practices that we enter into in Lent, he said, be careful not to end the day with wicked claw, meaning sometimes you can fast all day and you just get grouchier and you treat people poorly. That's not what it's about. It's meant to make us more joyful, more filled with life, more filled with hope. And the world needs that, just like you said.
Boy, is it ever. Monsignor James Shea, president of one great institute of higher learning, the University of Mary. Thanks so much, Monsignor. Appreciate the Lent message today. God bless you.
God bless you. Blessed Lent to everybody.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
CJ Dak Diesel's actually on the phone. Here's the deal. When we have advertisers on the program and they talk about what it is they do,
tell them to call back.
On the radio, they sometimes don't have time to come on the radio anymore because they get so many customers. And that's CJ. You're just so dang busy, right? You're humming at Dak Diesel right now, Bismarck.
Absolutely, yeah. Just trying to keep her head above water. It's just crazy, you know. It's a very good problem to have, but sometimes it gets stressful, but it is what it is. So the one thing I do want to talk about, again, you know, I think we talked about it the last time I was on, but is my additive that I have here. There's a gentleman in town that's well known around, I would say, the diesel mechanic community here in Bismarck, and also outside the community, because he travels around and sells tools. I'm not going to mention his name, but he stopped in last, I believe it was Friday, and he went and bought some of my additive. And he goes, you know what, CJ? He goes, every time I dump it in my pickup, he goes, my pickup will regen all the time. And he goes, and when I dump it in, he goes, it'll stop regening. He goes, it doesn't need to regen anymore. And he goes, it's just amazing. And he goes, and when I quit, if I stop dumping it in, he goes, one or two tank fulls down the road, it'll go into regen again, and it'll just keep regening all the time until I dump that additive back in. And that's a 4-plus premium. Well, he stopped in and he bought some more, you know, like I said, and he goes, I'm going to give some to my cousin. Well, his cousin, he called me up this morning just a little bit ago, and he goes, my cousin's truck was constantly regening his Duramax. And he goes, it just wasn't coming out of regen mode. And he goes, I gave him a bottle, said, try it. He goes, it worked for me. Try it yourself. And his cousin, I called him up last night and was raving about it. He goes, I drove up to the North Walmart, and he goes, the stumble I had went away, and he goes, it's done regening. It doesn't need to regen anymore.
Well, as we've told this story over and over and over again from many different perspectives, many different people, different rigs, everything else, from saving costly repairs to, just like you say, stopping the regen. So there's a 4-plus additive, there's a turbo cleaner, there's a number of different anti-gel additives here that really work. Call CJ, stop in and see him, get yourself a better running diesel thanks to this great additive. I love the product you found. DakDiesel.com or call this number, 701-258-5011. CJ, take care.
You too. I'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks, guys.
Sounds great. You bet. We love great success stories like that, folks. Don't waste a moment. Mike Lindell is here, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, the man that is public enemy number one for the swamp and folks that think the steal on the election is A-OK. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We've lost power. We're in Texas, and all of Texas is out of power, it seems like, everywhere.
Yeah, we've been talking about that because some in North Dakota and Minnesota are out of power because Texas is run out of power because of how crazy our energy grid is in this country. But now I know why Texas went out of power. They're trying to keep you down. You're in Texas, so that's why they... there you go. That's what's going on. Do you feel like you're under attack here?
Oh, I'm always under attack. It seems like the last month and a half, the worst in history. Yesterday, if you look up, if anybody out there wants to look up Mike Lindell Dominion, they came out last night. He's actually a friend of mine. He's a very left-wing writer, and he reached out to Dominion, and they go, yes, we're going to sue Mike Lindell. I'm going, please hurry, because it makes my life a lot easier to get this out there. That's just another avenue to get all the evidence out there. And so once again, then Dominion put, Mike keeps doubling down, tripling down. I'm going, well, why don't you guys tell me dispute the evidence? None of the media outlets, Scott, that have reached since February 5th have reached out to me to say, hey, let's see your evidence. We're going to tell you where you're wrong, because they know it's 100% true. And I want to say a couple of things real quick, a couple updates. Today, we're launching a 30-minute, it's just the evidence. It's not anything but the evidence. There's no experts on there or whatever. People kept calling me and wanting to, you know, could you shorten it up and just show the evidence? So that's what I did. That's going to launch in about a half hour on LindellTV.com. So it's LindellTV.com, and we've got a. You can share it everywhere. The hour show now has been seen by the 2 hour show. It's been seen by over 100 million people as of today worldwide. So we're really getting the word out. And, Scott, you guys are doing the greatest job getting that word out. And I want to say one more thing, too. Just yesterday, everybody, in the evidence you're going to see, the IP address and the computers, we had a group check out and cross-check these with the actual computers here in this country. And guess what? Identical. So this is just another piece that we're putting together, and that county in Massachusetts, we took the evidence from the spyware program, took that out and checked that out for that ongoing case, and that matched up perfect.
And so, by the way, there we see on your digital forensic footprint attempts to infiltrate North Dakota and South Dakota, and there's people actually out here that are doing the same thing. Well, okay, it came in. Do you show that hit? Do you show it? Because when votes change in Georgia and Nevada, they're doing the exact same thing. Do you anticipate still the evidence you've unearthed will become part of a court case before the Supreme Court anytime soon?
Well, I checked on that yesterday, Scott, and the case that Lynn Wood has, he said, no, that's a procedure one. That was a procedure. And he said that particular case, no. There's three other cases there that are possible. One that's really possible is the Antrim County case, attaching it there. But there's going to be a lot of news on that. There's stuff I can't even say on your show here. Just to tell everyone, there's some very positives out there with attaching these two cases. But I do want to say this, which I'm going to, hopefully even by tomorrow, if I come on to give an update tomorrow, I just want to give a preliminary update here. There's people all over this country that are going to their counties and demanding, where do we get these machines in 2019? A lot of these counties got the Dominion and Smartmatic machines in 2019. How did we get them? Why did we get them? What was wrong with the old system? They're demanding answers. And, I'm going to get a footprint of what's going on in the country with that to see, so everybody can maybe get involved in this, and at least I'm going to find out too if what kind of petitions that are out there that can demand answers. Like we just had a thing in Arizona. I'm going to find out by tomorrow too. They have a subpoena to Maricopa County. They have a subpoena. A judge gave them to go in and get the machines and open them up and do a audit. And here, they took the subpoena and went to go get it, and the county clerks and everything are saying, no, we're not going to give them to you. So it was this standoff, and then the senators voted rather to exercise their subpoena rights and go in and get them. And the senators are 16 Republican, 14 Democrat. Well, one of the Republicans flipped last Friday because he didn't want to get his friends have him go to jail.
Oh my gosh.
This is just insane.
It is, but that's way we can all help. We can all help in every one of our states and every one of our counties. Ask these questions, get the answers. And by the way, if you haven't watched Absolute Proof yet, your patriotism and love of this country are in question. Watch it. Be critical about it. Ask questions, but watch it. Mike will be back tomorrow with us on What's on Your Mind. We're praying for you, Mike. Thanks for the hope today.
Yeah, go to... Yep.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutal cold winter storm in Texas this week that has already claimed many lives and left millions without power. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry said fatalities will climb as officials conduct more welfare checks. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are being affected by these storms. Temperatures will stay 20 to 40 degrees below normal through the weekend when a storm developing over Texas will bring the next round of winter weather. U.S. farmers won't see another year as profitable as 2020 for at least a decade, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Tuesday. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years amid a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with federal deficit assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121.1 billion in net income last year. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Before the end of the program today, I will play the rest of the call with William. Remember the call the last hour that he wanted to continue on a wind slash cost of per kilowatt hour conversation? It was a good conversation, but we didn't know Mike Lindell was going to call. And we're rolling here, so we got to keep going, but we will try and get that to you before the end of the hour. Or that'll be part of the After the Show show. We have great fun in the After the Show show. And we have a guest today on Leftovers that is in Absolute Proof, the documentary. And he is from Michigan. Matt DeParno is his name. Do you remember that name? We'll be able to tell you about some of the shenanigans that have gone on there. He was a very instrumental piece to all of this. So stay tuned for that coming up in the After the Show show today. All of our interviews, we're doing interviews with every person in Absolute Proof, and we'll have those up. Now, I have a little trick for you. If you share anything about this, don't put Absolute Proof in your video. Just say, here is the video about the election integrity. Here is the facts about what happened in November of 2020, because Facebook will shut you down. Because evidently we don't live in America anymore. This is just bizarre to me. All this is the people that have come together, subject matter experts in every area, that are giving their opinion on what happened. They give you more than their opinion. They give you actual evidence. And everybody's ignoring it because they're being afraid of being sued. So 100 million people said, to heck with that, I'm going to watch it already. 100 million people worldwide. And now, as you heard Mike say, they're coming out with a new 30-minute edition of just the evidence, not even anybody's opinion, just actual hard evidence for 30 minutes. That'll be at LindellTV.com. He's sending about 20 minutes. That'll be up. Also at those websites, both the LindellTV.com and MichaelJLindell.com, you can find the DVD for free. Just go there and you can order the DVD for free. It'll only cost you shipping. Okay, that's MichaelJLindell.com. MichaelJLindell.com. Two other quick things before we get to our next guest. We're getting a number of calls about the product, the regen additive that CJ from DAC Diesel was talking about, and they want the number again. Okay, here's the number. You ready? 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. One more time, 258-5011. Last thing I want to say is I made a mistake last hour when I put Ladd Erickson as the state's attorney in Mercer County. He's not in Mercer County, and for some reason, I always do this. I call McLean Mercer. It's just kind of a dumb radio guy thing. I'm very sorry. I knew he was from McLean County, but I said Mercer County. So McLean County State's Attorney Ladd Erickson is who I was talking about. I think everybody knew what I was talking about. But now you have a little better idea on what that's all about. And without any further ado, welcome to the program, Dr. Mike LeBeau, President of Sanford Health Bismarck. We're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19 and talk a little bit about masks. And one story I'm seeing today that is a bit of a concern, and I want to talk to Mike about that, and that is the COVID-19 variant that we've heard about in some other places coming here as well. Welcome back to the show, Mike. Thanks for the time today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So first things first, the Department of Health today did confirm that the variant strain of what they call the SARS-CoV-2 virus, first detected in the United Kingdom, identified by this genomic sequencing they do, and they found it now in two individuals in North Dakota, confirmed by the North Dakota Public Health Laboratory. What do we need to know about that?
Yeah, it was just a matter of time, Scott. It was kind of as COVID first started traveling this direction, you knew it was coming. Same thing with these variants. The variants are similar. It's not atypical for these viruses to mutate and to look a little different. They've proven to be a little bit more able to jump from person to person, and so it just is a reminder that we're not out of the woods. The illness is the same so far with these, and as of right now, it looks like the vaccines still cover this variant, and so I think it's just something that we're going to have to monitor going forward.
Early on, when this was first discovered, it was, in my mind, sort of breathlessly reported by the media as something, oh, no, here we go, it's mutating, it's the sky is falling, this is going to be horrible, awful. Have we learned anything from the early cases elsewhere to be able to say, as you are, really it's very similar in the way it presents and also in our remedy, the vaccine? Anything we've seen that leads us to believe that some of those early, I would say, sort of hyperventilating fear concerns put forward are warranted?
Yeah, I think almost all viruses will mutate. It's, you know, this is not unique. That's why we get flu shots every year. It mutates and it looks a little different each time it comes around. And I suspect it will have similar type of process with this. It becomes a little bit more transmissible. We can give it probably easier. That does make us a little bit nervous, I think. But overall, like I said, I think we have 1 in 7 North Dakotans vaccinated as of today, at least with their first shot. And so we're moving along pretty nicely. And when you look at that, that's still really the treatment. We're still recommending, you know, the social distancing, you know, staying home when you're sick, mask if you can't separate. You know, I still think that's important for us to continue to go through. You know, I'm really happy that things are opening up and that our economy is, you know, moving on. And, you know, I think we've weathered that pretty well. So I just think it's from a medicine standpoint, we just keep doing what we're doing.
Last time we had you on, you said your top priority was to get the economy opened up again, that it was time. We didn't go into great detail on that, but I took you to believe that we sort of were at a point where we could do that, obviously, safely, knowing all these other things that we have in the way of lessons learned as a result of COVID. But honestly, then we were tipping the balance a little bit to the point of the cure being worse than the disease. Is that your fear now, that if we don't just take the lessons learned and do the recommended things, but leave restaurants half empty, or, you know, limited hours for things, or, no appointments for the tax man, and some of these things, that we're actually going to do more harm to the economy unnecessarily, Mike?
Yeah, I'm very supportive of being smart. I mean, we want to stay smart and stay vigilant with COVID, but, you know, with our numbers being where they are, I mean, and like I said, I told you last time, I really give everybody credit in North Dakota. When we put our mind to this, I mean, people did a great job, and our numbers have gone down dramatically. With that, I mean, I'm excited that we're turning things on, that kids are back in school and businesses are open, and, you know, we still have that economy to think about. And from a healthcare perspective, we're following numbers daily. We're looking at positivity rates, number of hospital beds, and where we're at today, we're in a good spot. And so, like I said, I'm very supportive of that. I think it's a great idea for us to move forward that way.
Those key benchmarks that you've been watching all along, are they leveling? Are they continuing to lower? Are they? Is there still a little bump here and there where they come back up? But what is your overall assessment? I mean, my sense is, you know, and I don't mean this in the sense of you don't continue to do the things you've done, but really the threat is over at this point. The threat of you know, maxing out hospital beds, the threat of being overwhelmed by this, the things that are the things that we looked at a little closer than we wanted to look at in the middle of this are in the rearview mirror. Is that too Pollyannish?
No, I think that's a good spot. I mean, if you think back to that peak, and every chance I get, I mean, I want to brag about the North Dakota health system. I mean, as we functioned as one, I mean, it's something that brings great pride that every small town hospital stepped up, you know, every large hospital, we worked very closely together, and we made it through that spot, and I think that's an important message as we look going forward. From a today standpoint, looking ahead, we do have capacity, and it's a good spot to be in. You know, the one thing, you know, from a physician's perspective, each death is tragic, and so we don't want to lose sight of, you know, an individual dying from COVID. That still happens, and so we want to be cautious. I think we want to be able to take care of ourselves, but at the same time, I think now is a good time to continue to open the doors and, you know, move forward and kind of get moving from where we hope to get to from an economy standpoint.
And I am, you know, 100% with you in that camp. How can you not be, right? I mean, one death is one death too many, and the preciousness of life, you just cringe at the thought of what this did, and kind of brings you back to how did it get here, why did we, whatever. I also hear people say that really, if you break down the numbers, that the people we lost due to COVID and COVID only, that but for COVID they would not have left this earth in the time frame that they did, is relatively small compared to those that, you know, but for COVID even existing. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, we know seniors, we know people with compromised health conditions are vulnerable to COVID, and we lost far too many. There's no doubt about that. That same group of people are obviously susceptible to the flu, to falling if they're, you know, elderly, and that can, you know, lead to a spiral. What percentage is that group, Mike, versus folks that just COVID was it? COVID is the reason they're not here.
You know, that's a question that I think we've kind of talked about many times. I mean, obviously, I mean, you probably saw the headlines where, I mean, 2020 was our worst year for death ever in North Dakota. I mean, it spiked pretty dramatically, and that definitely is attributable to COVID. And just the nature of the dying process, you know, as you get older, as you get, you know, more ill, you know, the death rate is higher. I'm very optimistic that our highest risk population is going to be fully vaccinated here shortly. You know, almost everybody in that high risk group has had one vaccine. And so as we look, the optimism is that the mortality rate of COVID goes down. And I think that becomes, it makes it much more manageable from a society standpoint, how we manage an infection. We manage influenza without shutting down our economy. And I think this is, you know, a reminder that if you're sick during influenza season, you should probably stay home. I think that's probably, I think, a lesson learned for everybody. But overall, I think where we're at today, we feel good that, you know, with the vaccines and those numbers that you talk about, we've got the vulnerable protected, and it now becomes how we manage it going forward.
Yeah, it's a new day in this battle. There's no doubt about that. We're talking to Mike LeBeau. Dr. Mike LeBeau is president of the Sanford Health Bismarck Division. More of our conversation. When we come back, I want to talk about the vaccine, where we're at in the whole vaccine rollout, and the options that are out there, and also a little bit about flu season two with Dr. Mike. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Communities across North Dakota have a lot of possibilities out there from oil and gas development. Education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. It happens every single day. This is the oil and gas industry in North Dakota advancing those possibilities. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, you know, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
So to PetroServe USA near you, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is waiting. Karma rules. Ugh. How about the chicken? It's great. How about the 4-for-4 special all day, every day? Four items. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. Stock up on Ice Mountain, 99 cents. Red Bull, three 16-ounce cans for $7.50. The Ice Melt Pet Safe, $8.99. Or Splash Water Fluid, $1.99 a jug. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick GMC, 4x4s for utilities, heated seats, heated steering wheel. I know it's going to get warmer here just around the corner, but you never know what could still happen. Get yours now, Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
We are at 11 before the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Dr. Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health Bismarck, is welcome here. We did one call off the air related to the flu. We'll get that in a moment. Scott in Carrington,
question or comment on this topic or any other. You've been waiting for a while. Get you in here. What's on your mind?
Wondering about all this electricity and everything everybody's talking about. I remember when I was a kid, they had those solar panels right off the interstate in Bismarck. They said they took them out because they didn't make any money. They weren't feasible. And from what I'm hearing, the wind towers are the same thing. And why isn't people doing the only thing that nobody seems to pick on and seems to be good electricity is the dam. Why are we not adding more dams with more electricity? It helps control water and it helps electricity. So why don't we do that?
Interesting point, Scott. It is a proven tool that's worked well in North Dakota for sure. I don't know what the capacity is there beyond what it's already doing, but another good question in the mix. We're going to be focusing a lot on this issue because it's so important, and I think thankfully we have a wake-up call now because of Texas and before that California and the polar vortex and what's that done to get to true all of the above and make sure that we don't ever go without baseload energy. But I'm going to continue now with Dr. LeBeau here on the program. I don't want to drag you into the political debate because you're running a hospital and got things to do that are beyond politics, but I know it's also part of your world. Joe Biden was in a town hall with CNN last night and said that the vaccine didn't exist before he became in office. The refrigerator was empty. I guess he forgot that he got vaccinated. But have you noticed a change for the better from Team Biden versus Team Trump? Did it start before Biden got there, and now we're realizing the benefits of that? Where are we at in the ability for you and other healthcare providers to get what you need in these vaccines? You just told me a success story. One in seven?
Yep, 1 in 7.
1 in 7 North Dakotans have the vaccine, so that sounds pretty good to me. Who owns that success?
Yeah, I think if you look, the states that were ready, I think, have flourished, and it was, I think, independent of the federal response. We've had good success since, December. Or late November getting started. And so you look at North Dakota, we're normally second or third in vaccination rates. And so it's been, I think, from our perspective, we haven't seen a lot of difference. We were happy before. We're happy now. We're hoping that more come out as, the companies we've bought more. But we feel pretty good where we've been since the beginning.
We had a question about the flu, and I want to ask you that, too, because flu cases are pretty much non-existent. We have the lowest amount of flu cases ever. Does that mean when you're doing a PCR test that, a virus, flu, whatever bug is going to be called COVID, and we've lumped them all there? I mean, flus didn't disappear, did they? I know the governor's office, or the governor specifically, is fond of saying masks are the reason flu went away. And I think, well, I'm not so sure that's an accurate statement because everything is being called COVID right now. What's the truth on why we have so few flu cases?
I think, so from a testing perspective, it's a completely different test. It wouldn't be labeled as COVID if it was tested. There's times where, if your wife tested positive for COVID, now you got sick, and people might assume you have COVID, and if it's not tested, that could be inaccurate. But when we test in the lab, they're two separate tests. And so, and our influenza cases are down remarkably, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the social distancing, with people staying home when they're sick, schools not being in session early on in flu season, and a lot of people working from home. And I think masks do play a part. I have no question that, viral. I mean, if people come in with flu, we put masks on in the hospital. And so I think it's probably just a multitude of all of these things when you add them all together. It is a record low flu season, and it's what we've seen across the entire world.
We have some UND researchers that are going to come on and talk about a study they did. We've had it scheduled a couple times, and yesterday's power outage bumped it, and we haven't got to it. But have you seen that at all, the study they did? They went into a grocery store in Grand Forks and watched, observed people in a grocery store about mask behaviors. And my understanding is basically, the mask etiquette, for lack of a better term, is so poor that really the value of mask is really diminished because of how we use the mask, touch the mask, up, down, everything else. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting thing. I think you could spend all day just arguing this point. In a perfect world, you put a mask on, you don't touch the front. That's where you pick it up. obviously below your nose, it's not effective. On your chin, it's for sure not effective. And people have it. I think it's just a numbers game. If 20% of people are wearing masks, if 50% of people are wearing masks, it decreases the number of people that would have the disease that would transmit it. And so I don't think we fully used masks, you know, maybe the way we should, but I think it probably helped. I like the spot we're in now. Wear a mask if you think it's important, if you can't socially distance. I'm a North Dakotan through and through. I think we're going to be best served when we're all making our own decisions. And, you know, we're still recommending it if you're going to be in a group, if you're going to be, but, you know, make that decision. And I think that's what makes us special is, you know, we tend to make the right decisions when we go forward.
Great conversation as always, Dr. LeBeau. Thank you for the time. We appreciate very much everything Sanford Health does for this great state of North Dakota. Keep us all healthy, and thanks for your expertise and time on the air today.
Brad Scott.
One of the great healthcare leaders in our great state of North Dakota, Dr. Mike LeBeau, Sanford Health. God bless you, folks. The After the Show show coming up.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674. Or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.